Welcome. It's the yearbook. I'm Doug. I'm recording it. Don't tell me what happened. I never liked kicking somebody when they were down, which is why I loved back in 2001. Jay Leno makes fun of the Detroit Lions on a show. The Detroit Lions finally win a game, and the Detroit Lions' Johnny Morton then calls out Jay Leno, mild swear included. And if we're remembering right, I think that this actually happened on the field. This wasn't in a press conference. Still in full uniform. The game had just ended. And into a live mic, Johnny Morton calls out Jay Leno. Chris Davis of the Orioles is obviously trying really, really hard. He's not just collecting a paycheck, but it's a big paycheck. And Chris Davis was involved in a hitless streak this season that eventually ended at 62 consecutive at-bats without a hit. Sports Illustrated writer John Taylor suggested, brilliant, Davis, who couldn't get a hit, faced Nationals reliever Trevor Rosenthal, who couldn't get an out. At one point, he had retired no batters. Battles between struggling players and teams have always interested us, and not for laughs. The bottom two teams in a conference playing each other, or what used to be called the Reapus Bowl, Super Bowl backwards, a game between the NFL's two worst teams, always intrigued just because someone had to win, and who is it going to be? Who would be the one? So this Davis-Rosenthal face-off would have been great, but thankfully, both players broke their streaks, and both their teams, the Orioles and Nationals, even now, are still 2.5 months away from actually playing each other. You can contact this podcast. It says in the yearbook at hotmail.com. Thanks for joining us this week. At this year's NFL draft, there was a big emphasis on players' backstories. But when ESPN did it, at least on days 2 and 3 of the draft, which covers everything except the first round, it just kind of seemed glued on. It was interesting, but it didn't seem like the hosts were terribly interested in talking about it or mentioning it. That's just how it came off. Daniel Jones's brother is a basketball player. Not Bates Jones plays Division I basketball at Davidson College in the same state that his brother Daniel, Duke University, famously drafted by the Giants, plays Division I football. By the way, this year, Bates lost to Temple. Daniel beat Temple. Bates lost to Wake Forest. Daniel lost to Wake Forest. Bates lost to North Carolina. Daniel beat North Carolina. Yes, there was that much crossover between two sports in two different conferences. There was also a guy, one website, actually that was SI.com, actually interviewed a player they called Prospect X, and they described where he went to school. They named that he had a significant other, so you don't know wife, girlfriend. They described the stadium and tried to describe the size, and they actually had people guess who Prospect X was and where he would go in the draft. It wasn't a contest. A lot of people figured it out, including, according to SI.com, including Prospect X's doctor. It was like said something along the lines of, hey, I'm Prospect X's doctor. And he did get drafted by the Browns late in the draft. Anyway, we had a few things answered by the draft, which usually asks more questions than it answers. Obviously, we don't know who's going to get cut, and we won't for months. And since we said that, we now move on to presenting this information not as well, not nearly as well as ESPN did. Everybody lies, eh? UMass wide receiver Andy Isabella, who we weren't singling him out, we were only using him as an example. He went in the second round, which actually seems better than originally predicted. I'm not sure on this, but I don't think the team that drafted him was one of the two teams that was scheduled to be on hand to see him play Coastal Carolina last October. One round later, in round 3, Penn State offensive lineman Connor McGovern was drafted by the Cowboys, meaning he won't be facing Broncos offensive lineman Connor McGovern, spelled the same way, no relation, during the 2019 regular season. Although they could meet in a Super Bowl XII preview next February, although they wouldn't meet on the field because they're both offensive linemen. San Jose State tight end Josh Oliver went to the Jaguars, also in the third round. One of his cousins is Darren Oliver, who pitched for some 20 seasons in the major leagues. Darren Oliver pitched for so long, and we could say this, we really liked him when he played. He pitched for so long, he joined an exclusive club of players who, when we found out he was pitching, couldn't believe he was still playing. That's how long he lasted. We actually thought he retired. He's now retired, but at the time we thought he retired years ago. Arthur Rhodes was in that same club, former Orioles pitcher. He pitched for so long that we didn't even notice he was pitching. And then we were like, wow, did he make a comeback? No, he was still going. He never retired, and he's since retired. Anyway, Darren Oliver called nine cities home during his career. And miraculously, Josh Oliver is going to somehow miss almost all of them. The Jaguars will play New York, the Jets, and L.A., the Chargers, but at home, and Houston, but in London. In 2019, anyway, Josh will visit Denver and Connor McGovern. Denver is where Darren pitched for the Rockies back in 1993. Additionally, Josh Oliver is from Paso Robles. Don't call it Robles. California, jolly old Santa Claus. Jolly old Santa Claus. Actually, I would love to be able to say that in a foreign language. Just the phrase, jolly old Santa Claus, would sound great. Not in a foreign language. Well, maybe in a foreign language, but with a foreign accent. Anyway, jolly old Santa Claus did not bring good luck to Paso Robles. Please see two earlier podcasts. But the city is actually producing successful baseball, softball, and football players. Congratulations. Before we go, we weren't able to find one. There might be a website that already specializes in this, but we just couldn't find it. And that is, it should specialize in clips from movie trailers that did not actually make the final movie. And this happens a lot. Maybe one of the most famous ones might be, we're not sure, we're guessing here, but one of the most famous ones might be Twister. I think it's a big tire is coming right for the camera, and that never showed up in the movie. We just saw the 80s movie, Sea of Love. The very first clip in the trailer for Sea of Love is not in the final movie. So there should be a website, if there's not already, that deals with that and houses those clips, but we couldn't find it. Now, if that website were to exist, what would you call it?